those knees up. What's the matter? A little old pack ran you down, boy? Man, you join this man's army, you gotta be tough, boy. Come along here, because you've been a little naughty, you gotta be even tougher.
I'm free.
Fine.
That's enough.
What? Come on, come on.
I said that's enough. You stop running now.
Hey, now wait a minute, Captain.
Man's exhausted, Grease. Get some men along here fast.
One. Billy, Pocketchewski, get your butts over here.
I'll get him taken down to the sick bay. Tell the corporal there to bathe him down with cool water. Now hurry it, hurry it.
Take him away, come on.
Sergeant Greaves.
Sir.
I don't like your attitude.
Sir, these men are here to be punished. That's what the stockade's for.
Not to these lengths.
Oh, I don't know.
Sir.
Well, I don't know, sir. I mean, what's a medic know about the army? Meeting yourself, of course, sir.
You're on a charge. Report the colonel in half an hour.
Little man, you ain't putting me on no charge.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
How to win friends and influence people.
How?
Like, you know, the army isn't that popular anyway. The use of arms, fighting, you know?
What are you trying to say?
Here. An expose of the military penal system. Lester Holmes wrote the story, pinpointing the three of the detention centers, Fort Allen particularly, and telling the public what goes on.
Yeah. Uncle Sam needs you
for some top sergeant to kick the heck out of.
Fort Allen and such like are not for kids. They're for men who've elected to join the army and have turned out... What? They've turned recalcitrant. How are they supposed to be treated when they bust an officer on the snoot? Given a candy bar?
Oh, no, sure, but... Well, I guess there's punishment and punishment. Hey. The Senate are looking into it as well. Right here, it says so.
Who's tabling it?
John Hollis.
And, of course, our news hound Holmes must have gotten the information to him.
Yeah. This one guy died in private court. He was running to the ground, seems like. That's the main story Holmes has.
More?
Yeah. Hollis is calling for a prosecution, murder, second degree. The guy concerned, Top Sergeant Greaves.
Won't get Hollis anywhere. Greaves, you see. He'll plead he was acting under orders.
Sure.
The officer in charge of Fort Allen. Oh, he'll keep his own nose clean. Say that Greaves went beyond bounds, exceeded his specific orders.
And in the end...
Greaves will get maybe, 20 days inside.
For killing a man? They're giving court a military funeral. Join the army. It may bump you off, but boy, do you get buried good. Fort Allen here. What's that coffin, did you say?
Johnny, Mick here.
The new big white chief?
Only until Ames gets back from vacation. Leon?
Sure, Mick.
Hey, thanks. Hi, Mick.
Hi yourself. What gives with Johnny?
Been reading up on Fort Allen, the newspaper expose.
I trust he's been reading the juicy bits out of you, Lee. You're going up there.
From when?
From now.
For?
Senate requests our best man, or men. I hate to admit it, but with all the guys down with flu, you're it. You and Johnny.
What's the briefing, Mink?
Hollis is going with you. You'll observe, compile facts, report it in onto him. He decides there and then if anything can be brought up before the Attorney General. You know, flagrant brutality, etc., etc. Nothing for the press, though. Except for that home story we want to clamp down.
Mick.
Yeah. Here comes the beef, I know.
I don't like this kind of thing. You could send anyone. Just a stenographer, maybe, to...
Sorry, Lee, they asked for the best.
Okay. We being flown up?
Sure. Get over here in an hour. It'll be fixed.
Okay, Mick.
Where are we going?
Fort Allen, would you believe?
Really? Oh, great.
No toll trading, Johnny. Either of us.
An order?
An order.
Anything you'd like to ask the sergeant, Mr. Masters?
No, I think not, Mr. Hollis. Oh, just one thing, Sergeant Greaves.
Sir.
You're quite sure that this private, this man caught, was able to stand up to the punishment you were giving him?
That's not my job, sir.
What is it?
To know if a man can stand up to it was something. This is the Army. They've all been trained, all fit men. Otherwise, it'd have been far after. In my mind, sir, Cott was strong enough to take the little running around I gave him.
Little?
Little, sir.
By your standards?
By the rule book, here at Fort Allen, sir.
that all, gentlemen? Son Greaves dismissed.
I think he's lying, Lee.
How come, sir?
He ran that boy into the ground. He knows it.
Captain Wendell, would you come in, please? Sit down, please, Captain Wendell.
Thank you.
Captain, you may not know these men. Know me, of course, commanding officer. But these gentlemen representing the Pentagon in this investigation are Colonel Roland Murky.
How do you do?
Mr. Hollis, U.S. Senate.
Hi.
And Mrs. Masters and Bridges from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay.
How do you do?
I'll lead off, shall I? Captain Wendell, you saw the treatment given Private Court.
Yeah, I saw him being treated like a dog.
Captain, we will not indulge in dramatics, please.
Captain?
Well, I was there. I came out on the parade ground on my way down to hospital, which I'm in charge of, and well, it was. Court collapsed, taken away on my orders, and Greaves was impertinent.
A charge has been preferred, Captain Wendell.
Captain, we must be quite clear about all this. You saw him, this most unfortunate young man, running on the spot? He'd been running for some time. We know this. Sir Greaves told us this. He told us that Court was tired, sure, but that was the whole point of it. Court was being punished. Now, this kind of treatment, as it were, is handed out to prisoners here at Fort Allen who do contravene certain regulations.
It was not human, sir. The man had been out in the hot sun far too long. He was carrying a double pack. Court was not a big man. He was not physically outstanding, if you know what I mean. He strained his heart and he died.
And you've been against this kind of punishment?
I have indeed, sir. This is a detention center, not a hard labor prison. I pointed out to many people my feelings. I've done this to you, Colonel Williams, as well, sir.
Am I on trial, Wendell?
No, but you should be, sir.
Wait.
You've countenanced these practices since they began. Soon, when you took over here, you've...
That is enough, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Captain Wendell, the evidence given to us by the Sergeant Greaves is that A, the punishment fitted the crime, and it was not too onerous.
The man died, sir.
But others, I believe, have survived the punishment and gone off the parade ground smiling.
Well, that's as maybe, but...
And B, Captain... Greaves tells us that all this hoo-ha comes from the fact that you have it in for him. Always have had. He says Court obviously had a weak heart, which he wasn't to know about. But that you have caused a rumpus along the lines of a personal grudge against Greaves, this center, even your commanding officer. Captain, I'm impartial. I'm merely here to compile a report with Senator Hollis.
I should like to ask a question.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Thank you. Well, two questions, actually. Captain Wendell, you are the medic in charge here. When last did you see Private Court? When last was he given a checkup?
On the first day of each week, the men come to me and... If...
Well, no. Captain, you mistake my meaning. If a man is to be given strenuous punishment, it is in the military code that he be examined beforehand. Or am I wrong?
Right and wrong, Colonel. If a man's in the stockade or solitary, I'd... Institute regular checks. See how they're taking it. But for 2 hours jogging in the sun? No.
Are you sure, Wendell?
Of course I'm sure, sir. You should know you're the commanding officer here.
And my second and last question, Captain Wendell. You reported this to Colonel Williams here. You put Greaves on a charge as well. Now, who was it made contact with the newspaper man Holmes?
I did. To bring to the attention of the public what goes on here.
Nothing goes on
here. It does,
sir. Wendell, you're a troublemaker and a liar.
I am not, you.
Harless, let's get back home. Lee?
I believe the medic, Captain Wendell. I think Greaves was overdoing the punishment. But then, Private Court had a weak heart. So, no case against anyone.
Something's going on over there. A man came running up to Williams' office and a big kerfuffle going on.
Williams is going to bust Captain Wendell, I think.
Think? Assuredly.
The man is an idealist. Soft. Maybe got into Fort Allen to expose it. Johnny, find out what's up.
Okay. Would you believe it? Wendell was a phony from the start. A cock and bull story about over-punishment. And he knew we were on to him. Couldn't take it.
And he commits suicide.
.45 makes nothing but a mess, Lee.
Hey, I guess you boys will investigate this death?
Oh, sure.
I think you're... No publicity, please.
You can pull strings on that, Mr. Hollis.
Yes, I'll get it going. But our inquiry here...
I'll let it lie for a while.
It's finished anyway. Well, almost.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I would suggest we go on back to the mess and until these gentlemen can come back and check up a few more things with me, and then we'll get on back home. This is a sorry business.
Yeah. Oh, we know why he did it.
Do we, Colonel Williams?
No, it's obvious, surely. He was a troublemaker. He was found out, took the easy way out.
Easy?
Having the guts to kill himself with a .45 bullet?
Colonel Williams, please. The men have work to do.
Yeah, sure. This way.
Colonel.
Yeah?
I'd like a word with the man who found the body.
Okay, I'll send him in.
Colonel, I'd like to use your telephone. I don't want any newspaper men around, too.
You want one?
No.
So, the feds investigate suicides now, huh? Who are you?
Getcher. Colonel just sent me along.
Okay. Now, you don't have to stand to attention.
Yeah, okay.
You found the body?
Yeah.
Just after noon. You heard a shot, I gather. You came running in here.
Yeah, sure.
What are you up for, by the way? Here at Fort Allen.
Slugging an officer. Too much here. Why?
I'm just asking. You found the body here on the floor of this room?
Yeah.
Did you touch anything?
Nope.
The gun, the .45, still in the captain's hand, as it is now.
Yeah, sure. Right hand.
Johnny, the fingers, you said?
Well, the gun's in his hand. The fingers aren't holding the button. Of course, it's just there in his hand.
Then?
Get?
Run out over to the colonel's office. Pass it on, and you guys all come along here.
Okay. Thanks, Getz. When are you due out?
2 days.
What?
Thanks.
Getz.
Yeah?
Who would want to kill Captain Wendell? You know?
He was, guys like him.
And Sergeant Greaves?
You want me to start puking right now?
How did they get on, Greaves and the captain?
Greaves hated his guts.
Okay. Thanks. It's gonna rain soon, maybe.
Hmm? A dark day, heavy clouds, oppressive.
Johnny, go stand in the corner of this room.
Okay. What gives?
Oh, I'm near the door. The light should be about here.
About 3 inches.
Okay. I'm going to switch it off.
Lee, I didn't know you cared.
Shut up, you don't. Recognize me?
Of course.
Now, as I crouch, head down into my shoulders, if you didn't know me, well, you do, but would you recognize me immediately, like this, as Lee Masters?
Well, nope, it's kind of dark in here.
Okay. Guide me around the body. I'm coming to you.
Move to the right, a couple of paces, straight on.
Anything around? On the floor here, where you are?
The cigarette butts. No brand name on them. Looks like they were rolled.
Keep them. There a window here?
Feel the fresh air, huh? Yeah, right here.
Go outside. Come round to this window.
Lee, it was suicide.
I'll do it, please.
Okay.
And we open the window.
Nothing around here. No one hiding, Lee.
Johnny, Getz reported the killing within seconds of its happening. First, he came running in here. If I jumped out of this window, I'd be in full view of what?
The offices, mess rooms, road going to the front gate, stockade on the left. Work fields to the right, then tension blocks.
Johnny, check with the gate. Find out who passed through between the time of the captain's death and 1 hour after. Oh, one more thing. Wendell had a junior officer, another doctor under him. Tell him to come and get this body.
Why?
I want an autopsy done. Now. Okay, Lieutenant. I think I got it all. Check me back.
Yeah, sure.
The bullet smashed through the right side of the skull just above the ear. At a slight angle pointing down. In other words, he held the gun in his right hand, bent the elbow, shot himself.
The angle should have been straight or pointing up, maybe.
Getting smarter. Huh. Lieutenant, you said Wendell was not the man to kill himself. I know that doesn't mean much. Who can tell a potential suicide? But some things fit sometimes.
He was too neat a man. Hated mess, you know. This was messy.
And he would have worried about that?
Yeah, funny enough, yeah.
Lee?
Thanks for the autopsy, Lieutenant. You can get him buried now.
Okay.
Come on, Johnny. Johnny, who would know about Wendell's death?
Well, Hollis, the Army guy at the inquiry. Williams, the CO here. Getz, the guy who found the body. The guys that took the body to the morgue. The lieutenant.
No one else?
Well, there's been a clampdown, as you know. Getz is being held incommunicado. So are the two guys. The brass won't talk.
Going back to when it all began. Captain Wendell was burned up by the death of a man called Cott.
Sure.
He blamed Greaves.
Whom we have yet to interrogate, if you think Wendell was bumped. Is it suicide?
Now use your head.
The angle of the bullet and why not through the mouth? So, Greaves, huh? Who hated the captain's guts?
Maybe. Let's get to the offices. I want to find out a few things. Find out when Cott did his call-up service. Find out how long he had to go. Find out if he has any relatives.
Okay.
And leak it out to the newspapers. To one paper. To one man. Holmes. The guy who blew the Fort Allen story.
Okay.
Get him to come here to me. Move it.
Right.
Lee, we said nothing was to go to the papers.
This man was murdered, Hollis.
The sergeant, obviously.
And you're telling me what everyone else is telling me.
What?
Oh, never mind. Captain Wendell was a worried man. The fact that Cott could be punished in the manner he was. The fact that a lot goes on in military detention centers that appalls. You saw him when the inquiry talked with him.
Yeah, he seemed an honest man.
And a thinking man, yeah. He leveled charges against Sergeant Greaves. Impertinence. He went one step further. He leaked it all out to the press. I think, as I said to Johnny, he maybe came here to study the system, to make a clinical analysis of a detention center.
For what purpose?
To bring about changes within the system. That could have led to that.
It will now. I'll see to it.
Send for me.
Yeah. Sit down.
Yeah. Know what it is. I hear the captain got himself bumped.
Bumped or suicide, Greaves?
Look, didn't... I hated him. He was an interfering little... But he was soft, and he had it in for me as much as I had it in for him. But I'm not happy he's dead. Don't wish any man that. Okay, want the story again. Out there on the parade ground, I'll give it to you.
Bumped or suicide, Greaves?
What? He bumped himself.
No, he didn't, son, Greaves. He was shot dead, right, Lee?
Right, Mr. Hollis.
And you think I killed him? For what? For being on a charge? For that?
Men have killed for less.
I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him.
So, that's it then. Greaves.
Yes, Colonel.
No, Colonel.
Well, yeah, I got Holmes right with me. He was staying here in town before you know.
It figures. Gentlemen, this is Lester Holmes, the newspaper man. Colonel Williams... Senator Hollis.
How you doing? You have a story for me, Mr. Masters?
Yeah. Johnny, relatives?
And surprise, surprise. Lester Holmes, half-brother to...
Of Tommy Cort, yeah. That's why I gave the story the personal angle, I guess, sure.
You killed Captain Wendell, didn't you?
What?
Watch him, Johnny. Shall I reconstruct? Captain Wendell leaks out a story. You blow it, front page. And the dead man on the parade ground is your half-brother. A strange, horrifying coincidence. You wrote the story, thought about it, and came here today. The feds were around us. Would any man attempt murder with feds actually around?
What are you talking about?
You smoke?
Yeah, I roll my own. You won't prove it.
No. It wasn't suicide. Wendell was shot. He ducked, turned his head, trying to avoid the bullet. And we find him dead with a .45 in his hand. You know, a .45 jumps out of a man's hand if he dies a split second after he's pulled the trigger. For a newspaper man, oh boy, you're slipping.
You don't understand.
Why were you here in town?
Hoping for another story, but...
You waited in the captain's room, waiting not for him... but for a man called Greaves who'd run your half-brother 6 feet under the ground. And in the bad light, what did you do? Send a bogus message to the sergeant, to Greaves. But the captain gets here first. And in the bad light, you mistook him for Greaves.
Yeah. Yeah, I waited there and he came in. When I looked at the body afterwards, I knew I'd got the...
The wrong man. This is a story you won't be writing, Holmes. Except from the inside. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Henry van Beek.